T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is hour number 3 of Overnight America. Yeah. Welcome back. We were talking about One Punch Man in the studio. So talking about anime superheroes, it spurred a whole different conversation with producers and people that are in the building right now and talking to some other series. In fact, I'm excited for you, if you get a chance. Anyone listening right now, if you want to check out a different series, check out One Punch Man. It is really worth it. It's an anime series. Now, it is in subtitles, so you're going to have to get used to that, but it is so worth it. It is a lot of fun to watch. And I've heard people talk about it in ways it really describes what a lot of teenagers go through, because they feel like they get bored of trying to climb the ladder. And that's what they do. They're like, okay, I got to work for this. And then what happens when you get on top? You know, does the boredom just all of a sudden stop? Not really. So it shows you some of the content that a lot of teens go through in their early years. And there's a lot that could be said to it. It's a really fun series. So I would recommend One Punch Man. Caped Baldy. Let's go to Bree, who's calling in from the Lone Star State. Bree, what's going on?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research considering Mr. Moore in Alabama.
Oh, sure. Well, okay, so you've been paying pretty close attention to that.
Yes, because, I married when I was 15, and I know that the age to marry with the parents' consent in Texas was 14.
Right, with consent from parents from that case, yeah.
So I started doing some checking, and Alabama, in fact, is one of the highest child-married states in the country, and has been for the past 100 years.
Now, you know, when they say consent, they're meaning sex, not marriage. This is what they're saying. So let's say an adult that could be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, regardless, they could not be legally prosecuted if, let's say, in some cases, they want to lower it to 11 years old, if they decide to engage in a child 11 years old, and they say it's okay.
Well, if the state says that a woman can marry at 14, and she can marry even without her parents' consent at 16, and that is in 25 states in the United States. In fact, Massachusetts will allow you to marry with your parents' consent at 12.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Oh,
and that's today. So, don't forget the fact that we have state laws now that allow 14-year-olds to have birth control, and 14-year-olds can get abortions. So they certainly should be able to marry. And as late as 2013, Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, vetoed a legislation for New Jersey to make the legal consenting age 18, when their legal consenting age is at 14. His argument was, the reason why he vetoed the legislation was that if they can have sex at 14 and they can have birth control at 14 and abortions at 14, then he's not going to make the legal consenting age 18.
Okay. Well, I don't like it, but...
my grandmother from Joplin, Missouri, she married at 14. And she had 6 sons.
What year was that?
Well, that was my grandmother, but I married at 15.
Uh-huh.
My sister married at 16. You just need to look at the situation of cultures in the various states.
Don't you think culture may have changed a little since then? And I'm not talking about marriage in this case. I'm talking about legally being allowed to have sex with someone as young as that age.
Well, if you can marry, then you can have sex.
Well,
you know.
Okay, not necessarily. Well, we're talking about, let's
not
say
not necessarily.
Not necessarily. What we're talking about is an adult, someone that is over the age of 18 or in some cases over the age of 30, going and being able to consensually get into a sexual relationship with someone as young as 11 years old is what they're discussing in France. And there would be no repercussion. There's no parental permission, which would be really weird. It would mean they would not be able to be legally charged with anything if the 11-year-old says it's okay. It's to me, I don't think an 11-year-old can consent to that. I don't think they're able to.
Well, maybe not in France, but I can see why they're doing it, because from in these Muslim countries, girls are married as early as 9 years old.
Yeah, I don't like that either. This is not good.
Well, we have to look at the culture, and like I said, there are many states, a lot of southern states, but there's 25 states that allow a girl to marry at 14. If they're allowing her to marry at 14, she's certainly old enough to have sex. And as far as I'm concerned, if a 14-year-old or 16-year-old girl is coming out of a restaurant or standing on the corner and some man comes by and tells her he'll give her a ride home, well, she should know better if she doesn't know the man.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I know that at 15, I wanted to marry, and I have to admit that, you know, at 79, that I had, you know, pretty much entered into sexual relationship.
You're trying to really toe that line, Bree. You're trying to say that very delicately, which I understand. But I just think it's just different. I just think not only are times different today, I also think there's a lot more people trying to take advantage of kids at these young ages. And I don't think their intentions are nearly as, for you, it was starting a family. I don't think that's the intention anymore. I think just today's world is so screwed up.
No,
you can't do that.
As a matter of fact, I didn't start a family. I married, but I didn't. My first child, I didn't have him until I was 22 years old.
Well, the intention for you to marry was that, though. It wasn't for you to. I don't want to know. Never mind. I'm not going to ask.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't marrying. I admit that in Christian values, if you're not a virgin and you've broken that vow of being a virgin with the boy, Christian families have always encouraged their girls to go ahead and marry. And, you know, the responsible party. And, in fact, the Bible says that if a man lays with a young woman, that he's to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say that, you know, that he's going to be charged with some sexual offense.
Well, yeah, but this is American law, sure. I mean, we're not talking about biblical law in this sense.
Right, but I think that our laws show that culture still stands. That, in fact, they have a record in Alabama of women marrying at 14 years of age to men that are 60 years older than them. Now, I really think that should be questioned. I don't know what 14-year-old would want to marry a man that's 60 years older than her. That must have been some kind of arrangement. You know, those are arranged marriages, but they say that there's a great deal of arranged marriages in, like in states in Alabama, like Alabama.
Yeah. All right, Bree, thanks for your input there. It's always good to hear from you. Well, by the way, what's the temperature right now in Texas where you're at?
It's 67 degrees, and it gets a little cool, you know, maybe 49, but then it gets back up. We're just not getting any rain or any cold weather here whatsoever. But sometimes that happens in Texas.
Yeah,
you
got all the rain you can handle in Houston.
I beg your pardon?
You got all the rain you can handle at one time in Houston, so I think they're holding off a little bit.
You need a little rain once in a while. And a little cold weather, especially when Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yeah.
But you won't believe this, but as hot as it's been, people have their Christmas decorations in my neighborhood.
I bet they do. It's way too early. Hey, Bree, thank you so much for the call. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Well, we got a couple more calls I want to get to. Not only about Roy Moore, the controversial Republican running for Senate in Alabama. But we can also, if you want to comment on what Bree just said, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We'll get to those next. KMOX. Taking some of your calls here and your text messages, too, at 314-436-7900. It's a dual phone number. You can call and or text there. Also, 800-925-1120. Let's go to Jeff in Ferguson. Jeff, what's going on?
Nothing much. One quick comment about last night's discussion about your wife wanting to put up the tree early.
Uh-huh.
How about compromise? This will be your first Christmas in St. Louis?
Yes.
So everything is still kind of boxed up?
Yeah, we have everything in boxes and tubs. You're right.
So how about this? She can get everything out, make sure everything still works, and then put it where they want, where you guys want to set it up. So I'll be ready to put up.
So she can be teased by it. She can look at it and be teased. What I don't want to do is have her go and try to find it, because that could be dangerous too. So she'll start looking through boxes. Oh, we need to put this up. Oh, we need to do this. She basically would be trying to find me more things to do around the house as she finds more boxes that haven't been looked at yet. I don't know if I want that. That's scary.
But the other comment is with about more.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is why the people like Trump didn't, if people like Trump didn't endorse her and went with Strange, because this was sort of like in the background before it all broke. Maybe they kind of knew. With the accusations, maybe the establishment, or however you want to put it, knew.
Oh, and okay.
And that's why they didn't go with more, because they knew this was coming.
Oh, you're saying that's, he didn't back them because of that.
Maybe they knew in the background.
Interesting. Well, there could be, and from the sounds of it, I mean, there's other things that are coming out. More people are coming out. I guess he was on some sort of watch list at a mall. They knew. I mean, people knew, friends knew. He was writing in these girls' yearbooks. It's some real questionable things that are, they're coming out every single day. So who knows?
I'm sorry. And then I don't know. I don't want to call it humorous, but isn't it kind of funny? This didn't happen to the guy called Strange.
Maybe. Uh-huh. There could be some of that. Hey, Jeff, thank you. Oh, he's good hearing from Jeff. Now he's looking out for me. He's making sure I have the right positioning when it comes to the right positioning when it comes to negotiating with my wife about the Christmas tree. Let's go to Rick in South St. Louis. Rick, what's going on?
I don't care what anyone says. If I am 32 years old and the female in question is 14, that is child molestation.
Hmm. Now, and you're talking about Roy Moore?
I don't care what anybody says.
All right, you're talking about Roy Moore.
Yeah,
that's not good. And even the original complaints of the girls that were coming out made it sound like there was I don't want to get too graphic, but it made it sound like there was an actual intercourse. But I don't care. In this case, this is really not good, because I look at it. If that was one of my kids and a grown adult did that, you better believe that grown adult would be taken care of in a very, very harsh manner. So there's no way anyone, I think, wants to see that happen. I think what most people are trying to defend him is they feel like there should be some kind of due process. I don't know. But I believe these accusers. I don't find anything, I guess, wrong with what the accusers are saying.
No, neither do I. Yeah. And like I said, I cannot even understand how a girl that young is attractive to a man.
People have talked about that. I've been curious about that too. I think sometimes when you have someone in a position of power and there's a girl that young saying, oh, there's someone like that would show interest in me, they're flattered by it. And then they go along with it. It's almost like a bragging thing for them. Now, I'm not trying to rationalize it at all, or I'm not trying to say it's right, but I guess that's the only way I can look at it and think that's what would be going through their mind.
But if you're a man, how is someone that young attractive to you? There is something wrong with you if you are attracted to someone 14 years old.
Mm. There's a lot of answers that Roy Moore continues to, that he needs to answer for, I think. You're right. All right, Rick, hey, thank you for your thoughts there.
Thank you.
That's a little weird, you know, and this is the thing. Some people have, I feel like I got to be so careful the way I put this. Some people have issues when it comes to this, and they absolutely need to deal with it. Just like there's, people have issues, and it's not just of this nature. People have issues with alcohol. People have issues with drugs. People have issues with violence. People have, so many people have different issues. This is just another type of issue, and a pretty serious one. And, hey, there are answers to that if you honestly want to turn away from those things. So I know there's people listening right now that may have some issues they're going through. Just keep in mind, you can beat those things. Man, it does not excuse the actions, though. It doesn't excuse them. I just wish that it was a situation where he would step down and just end this. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing? About this Judge Moore?
Yeah.
You know how the Bible says if you bear a false witness and lie? Now, I don't care, Republican, Democrat. I don't believe he did it. Now, I could be wrong. Could give him the benefit of doubt.
Okay.
And I also accidentally heard on a radio station there's some guy named Menace that's done something like that, a felony, and he was a Democrat, but they're not talking about that. And the reason I don't think Judge Moore did that, number one, he did fight for the Ten Commandments. I believe in the Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
He's also against abortion. I'm against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
He's also against same-sex marriage. And I respect him for that, Democrat or Republican, whatever. And I think maybe it's a setup because people don't like him for standing up for good morals. I think that's good morals because I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Because the Bible, even my uncle, before he passed, was very liberal, and Hillary, he even said himself, what they call marriage is not a marriage. It's just a legal arrangement. And the Bible says it's an abomination. Today, some of these laws they pass, they're so ungodly, and they want to make like they're right. And a lot of times, it could be a setup. Because if the man's not guilty, then I hope he wins. Now, if he is guilty, that would be a different story.
Well, the accusations came out. It's still, 3 weeks away before the special election? So if we're not talking about the week of or week before. So there's still time for more information to come out. What about the accused? I mean, there's more news that came out.
I think they're false. That's why my point. Did you catch what I said? I think they're making it up because he's for the Ten Commandments. He's against abortion.
All right, but I mean, Mike, you can be for those things, but what about some of the new things that came out? For example, he was signing these yearbooks of these young girls. That's not suspicious at all?
Not really. It could be lies. You could twist the truth around. I've been lied on before, but you got to forgive me. Just like, because if we want to get technical, look about Donald Trump, about all these women he was accused of before he came to president. And then later, if you want to really get morals, you know, lying is wrong. And I personally don't care for Donald Trump. I love everybody that's a Christian. But he lied his way into the White House. And one thing I don't like about Donald Trump, when Ted Cruz was running for president, he kept saying, "Lying Ted, hold his Bible here." And you know what? And Donald Trump lied right during that running for president. The media let him get away with it, and he was fine with that when the media was on his side. But when the media comes out against him, it's fake news.
Okay.
But he's never apologized for that lying.
All right, so what would have to happen? Like, what would have to happen in Roy Moore's case for you to believe these accusers?
Facts, not just hearsay or gossip, because people could lie. That'd be like somebody accusing me or you. We ain't done nothing like that. And somebody going to be dumb enough to believe it? And I'll say this and get off. For example, I won't say what station, but now people know me well enough. I am a real minister, not perfect. I like to kid around. I call this one station was a legend. And the pastor likes me, and so I'm really friendly when they got to know me. And, you know, and I called her to make a good point, and they called me a crackpot. Well, number one, I'm not a crackpot. I don't take drugs. And I talked to the other person that owns the station on the other side of it, and I explained what I was going to say. That's all I crack back, not at all, because some people don't like the truth. See, I think that a lot of this is liberal jumbo. You know what I mean by liberal jumbo?
Go ahead and tell me.
Same-sex marriage, abortion.
Okay, so you're talking about the
marijuana.
Issues that you brought up before. Yeah. All right, well, Mike, I mean, I think it's fine to say we need to wait And, you know, you don't want to persecute someone without actually looking at this in a way. And I understand there's some doubt on this, but to me, there's so much more doubt on Roy Moore that I just can't.
But put yourself near his place and you've never done it. And how would you feel if it was all garbage?
And no, I totally get that. No, I totally get that, Mike. I 100% fully agree. If someone in a bunch of people came out, but here's the problem. The things that are coming out, it's not just a bunch of random comments. There are some serious, credible accusations being thrown their way. Thank you very much, Mike, for your call. But there's some very serious accusations and credible accusations and more people coming out. And the larger the conspiracy gets, it's hard to call it a conspiracy after that. When you have management coming out from these malls that say he was on the watch list, when you have him signing these high school girls' yearbooks, when you have multiple, I think we're up to 5 women that have came out so far and given their testimony, when you have other people saying, yeah, it's been known, when you have people that know him personally saying, yeah, this has been known about him, it's going to be hard. There's a lot of refuting that you have to do. And I know it happened so long ago, but it doesn't excuse it. It doesn't excuse it. It could be bad timing, but could also be true. You know, it could be bad timing, but could also very well be true. And I tend to believe the Republicans, by the way, if you're wondering, they've cut off all funds to Roy Moore. And believe it or not, he's back up in the polls. So you're listening to Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. A couple of things I do want to get to. And I keep watching and monitoring the local news or the monitors in the room here that looks at like CNN, for example. They keep cutting into earlier today. There was a speech from Roy Moore, and I don't know if anyone's changed their opinion on it. I feel like I haven't seen anything that makes Roy Moore any more believable to me. Like him denying it doesn't make it any more believable when more and more evidence comes out against him. So I think that he has got a lot of problems, and the best thing he can do is step down, mostly because even if he does win, which he very well could win, because I think he's back up in the polls again, even if he does win, they may just remove him from that seat. He's that controversial right now. So let's look at something different. I want to look at the worst toys of 2017. There's a list out. Did you know they came out with a list? Every year they come out with a new list, the worst toys of 2017. So let's look at the list from the World Against Toys Causing Harm organization, or the acronym WATCH. World Against Toys Causing Harm came out with a list of the 10 worst toys based on the risk of injury to small children. Several toys on this year's list were deemed as choking hazards, including fidget spinners and Disney-themed stacking toy that were recalled from stores in August. But the infant's toys are reportedly still available online if you want to go to some retailers that way. So here's some toys to watch out for. Hallmark Itty Bitty Baby Stacking Toy. The Pull-Along Pony Wonder Woman Battle Action Sword sounds awesome. Man, toys were so much more fun back in the day when we didn't worry about everything always hurting everyone at all times. You know, what we look for, and it happens in everything we do today. You know, you talk about social justice warriors. Now, if people are trying to find a problem, you know, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it. So if you approach every single thing out there as, how could this be a problem in today's society, then you're probably going to figure it out. There's nothing that's safe anymore. Everything is controversial. You can't be too sensitive. So what would normally be a somewhat non-controversial type of toy, action sword, a Wonder Woman action sword, that would be a little, like when I was growing up, it would be completely different than the way it is today. How about fidget spinners? I've only once seen a fidget spinner in person. I don't quite understand the appeal of them. Our producer, Mike Anderson, looks like he keeps one with him at all times. Do you? Are you digging in your bag right now? You do not have a fidget spinner. Can I see what it looks like? It lights up. Do your shoes light up too? Oh, there it is. Where did you buy this thing? Yeah, turn the lights off. Whoa. The lights are off in the studio. Look at this thing go. It's multicolor. It's green, blue, and red. That's pretty quiet. That's the ball bearing in there?
Yep.
How often do you play with this thing?
First time in a month.
Have the kids already gone away from these things? Can I use it? Can I play with it real quick?
You can keep it for the night.
I can keep it for the night. Okay, so there's these one LED lights on them, red, blue, and green. I just want to see.
It's actually called a stress gear LED.
Stress gear LEDs. They don't get the, is like fidget spinner a trademark name? I'm not addicted. I'm just, it's kind of interesting. I've never really got a chance to look at one of these before. So kids, literally, all it is, just think of a ball bearing that you use your index finger with your thumb. And it's basically balanced by these three little wings that are coming off of the ball bearing. Think of the letter Y, except right in the middle of it, balancing it out is this ball bearing. And then you spin it in your hand. And this is when it hit the mic. Why do kids like this? Would kids sit here for hours and stare at this thing spin? So they would just look at this thing. It's like therapeutic for them. This is like the modern day stress ball. You just like the feel of it in your hands.
Like spin it and then kind of wave around.
So was this an expensive one? Like, how much was something like this cost?
$4?
Man, you really went out on that, huh? So this is on the banned list, the watch list for 2017 toys. I figure, like, the fidget spinner craze has gone. Like, Elvis has left the building with these sort of things. No one's buying these anymore, are they? Just you? How do you turn it off? Is there... Oh, there's a button on here. Where? Oh, on the side. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I feel like I'm getting old. Oh, boy. Don't understand fidget spinners. I'm old. KMOX.com/Ryan. I have a whole blog about me being old. I don't need to hold on to this. You can continue to play with it. You can go home and... Do you drive with that thing spinning?
No. This is the first time I've touched it.
I've never seen anyone in public using one of those. You're the first person I've seen have one. But I know they're incredibly popular. They were, at least for a period of time. I've seen people post videos online of them. Now, that's contraband to parents. Nope. According to this list, the parents shouldn't be buying these for the kids. How have we gotten to a society where we can't even allow our kids to have ball bearings? This is so dumb. We're so dumb of a list. Thanks, Mike Anderson. Spider-Man drone movie edition. Now, that sounds like fun, too. Who doesn't want a drone? Nerf Zombie Strike Deadbolt Crossbow. Sounds awesome again. I want these things. Oval Xylophone. Slacker Sideline Classic Series Kit. Jets Heel Wheels. Brianna Baby Doll. Don't know what these are. They got some pretty good names to them, though. The Jets Heel Wheel. I don't know. I don't know if any parents actually look at this list or take it seriously. These are perfect. Perfect additions for your tiny home, which I want to talk to coming up in a moment. Do you know what a tiny house is? There's a new article on Yahoo. I think this is from the Associated Press. I had an idea that communities fought back. They don't want these tiny homes built near their other houses, which I get it. These are essentially, if you go out on the ice during ice fishing season, if you have a shack that you use, essentially that's what a tiny home is, ice fishing shack. How'd you like to have your neighbor live one of these year-round? Yeah, that's what I thought. New story on that coming up next. Fidget spinners. Maybe I'm just getting too old. I don't understand the appeal of that. I'm telling you, I feel it in my bones. I'm getting old. It's KMOX. Producer Ben, do you have your Twitter up? I want you to go to it real quick. I tagged you on something because Jerome drew what he thinks I look like. And I want you to take a look at it, and I want you to tell me if you think Jerome is accurate or not. What do you mean no to Jerome? Okay, if anyone here, if you can go to a computer and you want to check it out, twitter.com/Ryan Recker. You should probably follow me because then we can communicate that way. But Jerome just drew a picture of me, what he thinks I look like, just based on listening to me on the radio. And anyone listening right now, if you have a mental picture of what I look like, you're probably wrong. But still, I want you to see what Jerome thinks I look like. I think it's awesome myself. Jerome. Let me go to Carl real quick, who's in Maryland Heights. What's up?
Yeah, Ryan, I'll tell you, to be totally honest with you, you and I disagree on almost everything you talk about.
Okay.
Except for fidget spinners.
Oh, okay.
I don't get them. I really don't understand. The first time I ever saw one, which was probably, 6 months ago when they were really hot and everybody was talking about them and everything.
Right.
I was standing in line at a coffee counter. Won't name the, because they're not an advertiser, I won't name them. But this 20-something hipster was standing in front of me. He had one going in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And it was just sitting there spinning. And I looked at him and I said, so is that your external gyroscope to keep you from falling over? Because that's kind of what it looks like. It's a gyroscope kind of thing. It just keeps a person from falling over. And I said to him, I said, so is that what that is? And he goes, no, it's a fidget spinner. And I said, what? And like I say, I just don't get it. I mean, I picked one up and somebody had one day and I was playing with it. And I'm standing there going, even with the lights blinking and everything else, I just still don't get it. What's it supposed to do?
I have no idea.
I agree with you on this topic, but on everything else, you and I disagree totally.
Everything else, you'll still listen, but you'll just disagree with me on that all. I totally get it. And I don't understand why people think they look so cool doing it. I don't get that either.
Yeah, I don't either. But no, I'm stuck in the car at 8 hours a shift. I ride between hospitals at night. So I'm stuck with you overnight. So I have to listen to you.
Stuck with me, Carl. I'm fine with you being stuck with me. I'm glad you're listening.
I disagree with you on most everything. But on this particular issue, I do agree 100%. I don't get them.
All right. Hey, thanks, Carl.
All right. Have a good night.
I don't know. I'm probably going to get Carl to disagree with me again. I think, to me, fidget spinners are kind of like vaping. You know, the people that go around with the smoking alternative or whatever it is, they go around with that water vapor smoke. To me, I feel like some of the people think they look really cool doing it. I think the fidget spinner people look really cool. They think they look really cool. But I also think it was mostly children that did it. Like, you know, I don't know too many adults that walked around. Like, they had them in a little case. They're like, oh, boy, you know, they open it up. And they kept it in their special mounting case so they weren't going to damage it. They go to their spinning competitions. And all it does is, I mean, it's just like a balanced ball bearing with these little arms that come off of them. And you spin them in between your fingers. What are those? Like, you go to the circus and people are spinning plates and stuff on their on their hands and their elbows and their fingers and their noses. Or, you know, Harlem Globetrotter type of deal. They look that way, I guess. I don't know. That's just one of the toys. Oh, look at Michael calling in. Hey, Michael, what's going on? Uh-oh.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, this fidget spinners, when they first came out, it reminded me back in the 60s, we had one. It was called the number 2 lead pencil inserted into the center hole of a 12-inch ruler, and we'd sit there and spin those in class when we were bored.
Oh, you know, that was something you would do in school. I wonder if you're allowed to bring those fidget spinners into school or not. I don't know.
Well, I think they are, but who knows?
Did you do that a lot?
Sure something. Did you
get in trouble a lot as a kid?
No, I didn't get in trouble for doing it because everybody was doing it. So, you know, the teacher didn't mind, you know, as long as we didn't hurt anybody with them.
Yeah.
You had to be careful because you get it too close to your face. But if you remember back those 12-inch wood rulers, one edge of it was metal.
Yeah.
And if you spin that and get it too close, that metal would cut you a little bit.
I get that. Totally get that. Hey, thanks, Michael.
You bet.
I think all kids used to do that. This is what would be playing in my mind while I was spinning my ruler. I can see all the kids with the fidget spinners. Oh, watch me now, Mom. Jeez. The mom's thinking like, I tried to get him to take piano lessons. Now he's a professional fidget spinner. Oh, boy. I can see a producer, Mike, driving home right now, resisting the urge to pull that out of his bag and to just play with it while he's driving home. Yeah, fidget spinners are something else. I never thought I would ever be talking about them. Well, it was good I got to see it firsthand. Now I know that it's not just me being an old dude. I just really don't like them. But I feel like I am an old dude. Oh, I'm getting too old. My bones, they're hurting. You know, I can never live in a tiny house. I might have to save this for another day, but as I found out in Des Moines, that just like there and many other associations and neighborhoods across the United States, they don't want tiny houses popping up where they live. Charlotte, Nashville, San Jose, Tulsa, Tallahassee. A lot of neighborhoods have put the kibosh on the house movement. Now, a tiny house is essentially, think about it, like a 100-square-foot ice fishing shanty that you aren't too worried about making the inside look too well. However, people take these things and they say, you know what? I'm going to make this to look as nice as possible. Thanks, HGTV. I'm just going to keep playing this. Why not? So as it turns out, I've read in this article that some people are paying as much as $90,000 for a tiny house. We're talking about 100 to 500 square foot houses. Who in their right mind would spend 90 grand on a tiny house? They are insane. Why wouldn't you just go out and buy a house? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Keep in mind, most of these tiny houses don't have plumbing. Your running water is coming out of these giant water jugs. What do you think that means for your toilet? Oh, yeah, it's a bucket. It's real nice. Where are you going to clean that bucket out? So gross. So they set up these villages of tiny homes, and people that want to make this into a movement, as in, I don't need a lot of possessions in my life. All I really need is 100 square feet for me and my books, and I can just live in peace. Well, okay, good for you. You're going to spend 90 grand to that to do that. You deserve a tiny house. I've always wanted to build one and sell it, though. Now that I can find out I can get 90 grand for it. Wreckers Tiny House Business, coming next on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.